Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It is the 11th day of November. It's Veterans Day today.
It's cold.
On this date in 1918, history's bloodiest war to date ended after more than 4 years of slaughter. The Veterans Day holiday conceived as Armistice Day to honor the 4.7 million Americans who served and over 116,000 who died in that war in what was called the Great War of 1914 to 1918. The occasion kept its name, Armistice Day, in focus until 1954, when it was officially changed over to Veterans Day. Its scope widened to honor all veterans from all eras. Good morning, we're Joe and John. You need to know this morning, it's Veterans Day. A big salute to all who have served. Thank you for your dedication and service. There are Veterans Day events happening all across South Jersey today. Now, because of the weather in Cape May ceremony has been moved indoors to Congress Hall.
Here's something pretty cool and good for the environment, too. A pilot program that collects used oysters and clam shells from Atlantic City casinos and restaurants is really kicking off. Instead of tossing the shells in landfills, they're cleaned up at a research station in Port Republic, then used to help grow new oyster colonies in the Mellica River. The program's been so successful that even more restaurants are jumping on board.
Your Philadelphia Eagles survived Monday night football in Green Bay last night. Barely. They edged out the Packers 10-7.
It was a good game, though. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny. Bundle up. It's windy and cold. High of just 40.
Good morning. It's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany are finally giving fans the duet they've been begging for. Fans have wanted these two to record together since they got married in 2015, okay? So this one is a long time coming. Their song, Easier Gone, drops with Jason's new album, Songs About Us, on April 24th, so we do got a while. Jason and Brittany are talking about their duet right now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Super exciting. In other news, we've got a relationship bombshell. Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes might officially be back on. Sources say the reunion felt totally effortless, like they just picked up where they left off. If you remember, these two first sparked dating rumors after Kelsey slid into his DMs. They went public at the CMTs 3 years ago. They broke up last month, but it looks like they're keeping things low-key. They were even spotted looking cozy near Edinburgh Castle in Scotland. Everything we know about Kelsey and Chase's little reunion, that's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
I think they're from Kentucky or somewhere, but they're celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
And for their wedding anniversary, they were having bacon pizza with three different kinds of bacon on it. And
yeah,
they did
awesome.
This because every anniversary, they celebrate with bacon pizza. So we got to thinking, for our Joe and Jana question of the day today, is there some food that has a special meaning for you and your significant other? What is the food and what's the story behind the food? 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What's a special food that means something for you and your significant other? I like this answer from Kim in Absecon. She said peach pie. She says, I married him for his grandmother's recipe.
Nice.
And now I have Tim pouring me a drink, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John. Of course, we're going to see Post Malone next summer at the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. And we announced the other day that Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there.
Woo!
Well, this Thursday at 7:15, we have a rare chance for you to win 2 4-day passes to Barefoot. That'll be at 7:15 Thursday morning.
Yeah, so if you don't want to pay to get there, you better be listening.
And then Thursday at 8:20, we've got another big prize. This one, a VIP package for the Amish Outlaws. They're coming to Bally's in Atlantic City Saturday, November 15th. If you win this, again, Thursday at 8:20, your VIP package includes not only tickets to see the Amish Outlaws at the Yard, we'll hook you up with a $250 food and beverage credit.
Oh, that's
what are you
going to
have, lobster?
I know, right?
Lobster and champagne? You also have access to the Legacy Lounge at Bally's.
Ooh.
With even more great food, great views, lots of fun. Jerry sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you,
all right,
Jerry.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Jerry, here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning. I did my first nude painting yesterday.
Oh, wow.
The neighbors weren't very happy, but the front door looks great.
Wow.
Morning show today brought to you in part by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Hey, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and John, a question of the day today. Is there some sort of food that has a special meaning for you and your significant other? We had the story a while back about a couple, I think they're in Kentucky. They've been married 60 years, and every year on their anniversary, they share a bacon pizza.
I know,
with bacon on it.
It's so random, yeah. But I think that's really cute.
We heard from Mark in Hamilton. Mark wrote in on our app, frozen pizza. Mark says, we had it our first night in our new place. We didn't have any furniture, no plates, no silverware. Just pure love and cardboard crust, says Mark.
Oh, that's so sweet. So,
apparently they have it often.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Do you have a food that means a lot to you and your significant other? Tell us about it. Tell us the story. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
London, England. Best reason to call 911. A man complained to authorities that his neighbors had been stealing his Wi-Fi. The man said he'd seen the neighbors up on the roof several times with their computers and had photographed them. He said they even backed their car halfway out of the garage to give them a way to climb up to the roof. Then they used their laptops while sitting on the roof. That's what they're doing. God bless them. Good morning. We're Joe and you need to know this morning. It's Veterans Day. A big salute to all who have served. Thank you for your dedication and service. There are Veterans Day events happening all across South Jersey today. Now, because of the weather in Cape May ceremony has been moved indoors to Congress Hall.
Here's something pretty cool and good for the environment, too. A pilot program that collects used oysters and clam shells from Atlantic City casinos and restaurants is really kicking off. Instead of tossing the shells in landfills, they're cleaned up at a research station in Port Republic, then used to help grow new oyster colonies in the Mellica River. The program's been so successful that even more restaurants are jumping on board.
Your Philadelphia Eagles survived Monday Night Football in Green Bay last night. Barely. They edged out the Packers 10-7.
It was a good game, though. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny. Bundle up. It's windy and cold. High of just 43.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout-out start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to Holly Ingersoll of Galloway. Carol Swagler of Dennisville has a birthday. It's Joan Flynn's birthday. Happy birthday, Joan. Happy birthday to our friend Carly from May Harbor Township. Carly is 39 today.
Happy birthday.
Kim Jesperson, a.k.a. Mrs. J from Petersburg, has a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jana, it says here, all she wants for her birthday is to play pickleball with Joe Kelly.
Oh, love that. Go ahead, Joe.
Kind of busy today.
You're in the business of making people's dreams come true.
Kind of busy today. Sorry. Colette Baldassar of Egg Harbor City has a birthday. Happy birthday, Colette. Happy birthday to Jennifer Rogers of Mystic Islands. Jennifer is 42. Mason Medola of Dorothy is 22. Happy birthday, Mason. Happy birthday to Tori Borden of South Egg Harbor. Tori is 31. And Debbie Close of Egg Harbor City has a birthday. Happy birthday, Debbie. Yep, that's it. If we missed you, happy Wendy as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Tori Borden of South Egg Harbor. She's 31 today. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. A couple weeks ago, I think it was we had a story about a guy and his wife in, I think, Kentucky. They've been married 60 years, and they were celebrating their anniversary by having a bacon pizza, a pizza with three different kinds of bacon. They say every year on their anniversary, they have a bacon pizza.
That's cute.
It's a tradition. So that's, we want to really know, cute. Do you and your significant other have a food tradition? Do you have a food that means something special to you? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a bunch on their app. This from Kelly in Summers Point. Kelly says cheesesteaks. He dripped cheese all over his shirt on our first date, and I thought, yep, this guy's my soulmate.
That's great.
He'll be doing laundry forever.
That's so stinky cute.
What food means a lot, specific food, to you and your significant other?
Michelle from Ocean View, she messaged us on the app. She said, today's question of the day, when we go out to eat, it's always Charlie's and always a wedge salad and BBT's and Stinger sauce.
It's BBT's.
BBT, like the tails.
Oh, like boneless.
Boneless barbecue. Yeah.
All right. What's your significant, you and your significant other's significant food? 609-383-1073.
I like what you did there.
Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're talking about favorite food for couples this morning. 609-383-1073. Or at the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Is there a special food that means something to you and your significant other? 609-383-1073. Or the message us button on the app. Jana, do you and your boyfriend have a special food?
I feel like French onion soup is our John, but I don't know.
I didn't say your John. I said your food.
Like, I guess. Like, we French onions. Like, we just look at each other and we're like, is it a soup day? And like, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Now, do you make it or do you go get it from somewhere?
We have made it before. I made it a couple times. But I like when I don't have to make it.
All right.
I like when I don't have to make it. But we have a couple spots that we like.
From our app, Lisa and Brigantine, she says crab fries.
Oh.
He said sharing is caring, but it clearly doesn't understand how little I care when there's crab fries involved.
Yeah, so, there are certain foods where, like, if you just put it in front of me, the world's a better place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Amanda in Vineland. For us, it's tacos. We met on Taco Tuesday. Now we spend every Tuesday arguing over who gets the last taco. 4:30 mornings with Joe and Jonna. That song has an area code in it. We should have played it yesterday when we were talking about National Area Code Day.
Oh, right.
Here's one more chance for us to play the Area Code Day song.
We missed the boat for that.
It's Area Code Day.
Well, yesterday, but we want to play the song again.
It's Area Code Day.
Well, yesterday, but we want to play the song again today.
Hey, my friends, it's time to celebrate.
Well, the celebration was yesterday. Well, that was yesterday.
We live in the 609.
There it is.
609. It's the best area code. And we're celebrating all.
I guess we have to put it away for 364 more years now, right?
Yes.
Cat Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jonna. Yesterday, we had a chance to make a very cool phone call.
This is Angie.
Angie, it's Joe and Jonna from Cat Country 107.3.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, do you ever use the Cat Country 107.3 app?
I use it quite frequently, and then I have it at home on the Alexa. So, yeah.
Well, we know that you used it in the last couple of weeks or so to enter our Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas contest.
I did.
We have some big news for you, Angie.
Angie.
Congratulations, you won the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
We are so serious. Airfare, hotel, $500 in cash. Tickets to see Lainey for you and your guests. We'll also take you backstage to meet Lainey Wilson before the show.
Thank you.
Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today, $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. They got 40 beer taps, cocktails that don't mess around, food that speaks for itself, live music. Just wait till you see the rest. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Here's the question. By the way, it's a $50 gift certificate, but I didn't say that part.
Ooh.
Here's the question. People with junk drawers were questioned to find out what's the most common item found in their junk drawer.
Okay.
Is it a screw? Is it a nail? No.
No.
What's the most common item found in junk drawers in America? By people who have junk drawers in America. 609.
We all have them.
609-383-107. Her name is Lainey Wilson. We're Joe and Jonna. This is Cat Country 107.3. Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City, one of our favorite places. Here's the question. People with junk drawers in America were asked, what's the most common item found in your junk drawer? Random dirt might be the good one, too.
Random dirt. I said crumbs to you earlier. You were laughing. What else did we say? Batteries, we said.
Most common item found in junk drawers. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
A phone charger?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
You would think in today's day and age.
Old phone charger that doesn't work for
anymore. Oh, you know what?
Anymore.
Yeah, you might have a point there.
Hi, Cat Country. Yeah. What's your answer?
Is it batteries?
Batteries is not it. Thank you.
That's what I said.
One of every size.
Yes.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Paperclip?
No, it's not a paperclip. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it coins or change?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's a good guess, too, actually.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Batteries?
Batteries is not it. Thanks. Most common item in junk drawers in America. Mm. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it a pair of scissors?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Measuring tape.
No, that's not it. Thank you. By the way, the pair of scissors really doesn't cut.
That's true. That's always true. Yes.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it a rubber band?
Rubber band is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Carly.
Carly, where are you from? 7.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Congratulating again, Angie. We announced earlier this morning, Angie, the winner of our Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas contest. She's going to get flown there, thrown up in a hotel, given tickets to the show, $500 in cash.
Go, Angie.
Angie's going to go backstage with her guests to meet Lainey Wilson.
So it's a great day.
Congratulations to Angie. Speaking of Las Vegas and trips, we got another trip to give away starting Monday. How about this one to see Luke Combs in Las Vegas?
Ooh, nice.
That's going to happen starting Monday morning here at Cat Country. And I guess we can announce this because it's official now. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Jana,
yes.
The 28th annual. We've been doing it 28 years. 28th annual Joe Kelly Cat Country Turkey Bowling Challenge.
I can't believe it's been that long for you. That's nuts.
We're going to go to the place we go to the most. That's Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. Make plans to bring the kids and bowl turkeys with us the morning before Thanksgiving.
Just bundle up. It's so much fun.
28 years of throwing a turkey across the parking lot. Cat Country 107. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. It's Veterans Day. A big salute to all who have served. Thank you for your dedication and service. There are Veterans Day events happening all across South Jersey today. Now, because of the weather in Cape May ceremony has been moved indoors to Congress Hall.
Here's something pretty cool and good for the environment, too. A pilot program that collects used oysters and clam shells from Atlantic City casinos and restaurants is really kicking off. Instead of tossing the shells in landfills, they're cleaned up at a research station in Port Republic, then used to help grow new oyster colonies in the Mellica River. The program's been so successful that even more restaurants are jumping on board.
Your Philadelphia Eagles survived Monday night football in Green Bay last night. Barely. They edged out the Packers 10-7.
It was a good game, though. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly to mostly sunny. Bundle up. It's windy and cold. High of just 43.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, at the doctor's office, booing all the names being called that aren't mine.
Well.
Boo. Number two, I'm doing better than my parents at my age. They had like no followers at all. Number three, making meals. I only use the freshest ingredients. Me, making banana bread. Ah, these bananas aren't garbage enough.
That's what it is, though. The browner they are, the better they are.
Number four, me. Kids are at school. The husband is gone. Finally, some peace and quiet. Me, sees tree removal company trucks pull across the street at my neighbor's house. Crap.
No.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Anyone else taken to never saying the number six around your kids, or is it just me?
Exactly. You know
what's
coming.
What happens when you say six? It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We forgot a birthday earlier. Actually, we didn't forget. Erin from Galloway forgot her own mom's birthday.
I mean, let's not say it like that.
Erin, you're out of the will. Pam Finnegan is 69 today. She's from Galloway.
Happy birthday, Pam.
We're sorry your daughter can't even think to remember.
It's a busy morning, Joe. Give Erin some slack.
Happy birthday, Pam. Erin, I'm sorry. I used you as an example.
He just made an example. Yeah, out of here, and it's fine.
All right, he does it all the time. I challenge Jana. Three questions. We're playing What's in Common, Jana.
Okay.
I'll give you three things you need to tell us what's in common. I think they're all pretty easy.
Okay.
Chain link, picket, barbed wire.
Fence.
Cowboys. Jousters. Polo players.
Horses.
They're all in horses. Very good. Two for two. Last one. A field goal in football. A 25-foot shot in basketball. A ringer in horseshoes.
Foul.
Oh, you got one wrong.
What is it? Foul shot? A three-pointer?
Three-pointer. 3-1-7 points.